G'day, this is Nerky with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time with a podcast titled, Nerky's Iran Scenario Predictions. I've been doing a little bit of thinking and I may have come up with some possible scenarios that we will see in Iran in the next few years. The first one is called Unplanned Independent Conflict. The second one is called Oil Empire. The third one is called Illuminati. The fourth one is called It's All Bullshit. In the first scenario, Hamas is an independent group that really wants to lead Iran to a prosperous age. Hamas, being an independent group not under CIA control, retains power in Iran, continuing to pursue a nuclear program. Israel, US or the UN accuse Iran of building nukes. Iran denies access of UN weapons inspectors, UN sanctions occur, and Israel or US invades to force weapons compliance. Iran defends itself and counterattacks Israel with a suicide bomber or two. Israel or the US demand action from the UN. UN does what it always does, which is navel-gazing. Israel or US gets sick of waiting, do another shock and awe bombing attack on Tehran, which starts terror campaigns against the US and Israel all over again, resulting in more bombing campaigns similar to those on Iraq for the past 10 years, and eventually Iran uses dirty bombs on Israel or US, which results in a retaliatory strategic nuke against so-called weapons of mass destruction facilities in Iran. America or Israel invade, take control, and Iran becomes another complacent slave bitch of America for a while, like Japan was after the Holocaust of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. America forces Iran to vote again, proclaiming spreading democracy around the world, and the voting does not go in America's favor. They get their supporters and or placements or stooges in Iran to retaliate, claiming the vote was false and should be nullified. The American temporary leader, probably an ex-OPEC manager, continues so-called leadership of Iran, whilst building pipelines and oil rigs in American Standard Oil favor, and Iran continues on as an annexed nation of the US, with continuous uprisings and insurgencies proclaiming patriotism and anti-Americanism, resulting in security and police crackdowns on Iran, forcing the insurgents to move elsewhere to start the cycle all over again in yet another country, probably Lebanon, Pakistan, Turkey, etc. In the second scenario, Oil Empire, Hamas is really a group secretly supported by the oil empire for the end result of Persian oil control. Hamas's actions over the years were purposefully manipulated so that they'd be seen as an anti-American Israeli terrorist organization, or anti-American anti-Israeli terrorist organization, in order to give them support and leadership of Iran, which is a massive oil resource. The oil empire will demand action in deposing the so-called terrorist leadership of the rogue nation for apparent security purposes, but its true intent will be to secure the oil reserves and supply lines in Iran, and place their own OPEC stooges into the positions of leadership, allowing them greater access to Persian oil. The third scenario, Illuminati. Hamas is a group of terrorists that are allowed to exist because the Illuminati want a war. Hamas's ascension to a position of power in Iran, and the appearance of a rogue terrorist state, is designed to encourage the need for so-called security under the problem-reaction-solution formula of the inevitable totalitarian tiptoe to create a global fascist dictatorship. The Illuminati need a global fascist dictatorship run by a world government, but in order to get that, they need the global union of nations to be a solution to a reaction to a predetermined problem. The creation, or at least the actions that help lead to the creation of a global fascist dictatorship, needs to be a resolution to something, which could be a never-ending conflict between Iran and Israel or the US. In order to facilitate this conflict, the Illuminati would secretly guide the leadership of Hamas and the other parties involved, CIA, American government, United Nations, Israel, Israeli citizens, etc., to a point where they would feel as if they owned and independently produced the idea of the actions that would result in a conflict. i.e. the Illuminati would put placemen in Hamas leadership that would encourage the group to attack Israel. The reaction to this would be the demand for security and a ceasefire, also known as, oh no, please do something. The solution to this reaction is to ensure that something like this would never happen again, and the previous reaction would be used to encourage nations to sign a global treaty handing over their sovereignty to a unionized leadership. And we all know what union leaderships lead to. Corrupt fascist dictatorships. Hooray! In the fourth scenario, it's all bullshit. Hamas is not a terrorist organization, nor does Iran want to produce weapons of mass destruction. The media and the government are lying to you. Hamas is not a terrorist organization. They are simply a patriotic militia, no different from the gun-toting American patriots. The view of Hamas is being warped through the media, and the government is totally overreacting. The Iranian people do not want war, nor do they hate America. If we ever see massive crowds, or so-called massive crowds, of people protesting against America in Iran, it'd be a small group of people paid by the media to say that stuff, and using smart camera angles, like they did when the statues in the middle of Baghdad were being pulled down. Iran should be left the hell alone and allowed to pursue nuclear energy. America and Israel should mind their own business and stay out of the Muslim world, which just wants to pursue a peaceful existence. The media is full of shit. The government is full of shit. The only people you can believe are everyday citizens, and totally ignore the propaganda of the warmongering bigots who just want to attack everything. Well, this is Nurki signing out from AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, proclaiming a few different scenarios that might happen in Iran. Infinite durable consciousness.